While what's taking place in the U.S. Senate has been referred to as the Senate impeachment trial of President Donald Trump, the fact is that this has yet to be an actual trial when compared to what the content and structure of an actual court proceeding contains. The main headbutting concerns documents and witnesses. The House managers want them, while many among the GOP just want to fast-track the process, get it over with, even do an acquittal, as opposed to a dismissal rather than an acquittal. My next guest is the co-author of an article which recently appeared in The Hill calling for a full trial and why it would benefit the president as well as the GOP. She is the director of the Independent Women's Law Center with the Independent Women's Voice, Jennifer Braceras. How are you today, Jennifer?
I'm well. How are you?
Good to have you here. Talk about this. Independent Women's Center Voice, rather, is IWV.org. Learn more about this issue. We're also directly linked to the article that Jennifer was a co-author with, along with Heather Higgins, who's the CEO of Independent Women's Voice. When you look at the House manager's opening statements, legally, even though some say it was more lack of legal basis, but nevertheless, they've certainly opened the door for Team Trump to call witnesses now, haven't they?
Well, I think that they have. I mean, the question is whether you're going to open it up to all witnesses or all witnesses of a certain category, or whether they're going to go, you know, witness by witness and decide on a case-by-case basis. Heather Higgins and I argued in our piece that really the best outcome for Republicans is for them to decide on a case-by-case basis and to call witnesses as needed and let the American people, you know, hear all the arguments and see the witnesses and decide for themselves.
If you look back to the Brett Kavanaugh confirmation hearings, does that prove to show any credence to how effective that idea can be?
I think so. I think what you saw with the Kavanaugh debacle was that the Democrats really overstepped. They really overreached. And as a result, several Democratic senators lost their seats in November because of that. And the American people essentially did not like the way Brett Kavanaugh was treated. They did not like sort of the unfair tactics that were used against him. And even those people who initially thought, well, Christine Blasey Ford made this accusation, we need to find out what this is all about. Once they started bringing in Jody Swetnick or whatever that woman's name is and all these crazy things out of left field, the American people realized that this was just a ruse to stop him. And so I think a similar thing could happen here. I think what you're seeing as things play out in the Senate is the Democrats are really being exposed, and we're seeing what their true motives are. And I believe their motive, they have three motives, none of which are really to get rid of Donald Trump right now, because that doesn't help them. I think what their motives really are is to use this trial and the impeachment process first as an opening brief, an opening argument as to why he should be defeated in 2020. That's number one. Number two, they are using this trial as a means to win back the Senate. So, in other words, what they want to do is present the Republican senators in an unfavorable light and be able to say they didn't even listen to the evidence, they were closed-minded, they knew what they were going to do in the first instance, they just wanted to dismiss the case, they didn't even want to hear what we had to say, and they want to use that to get rid of vulnerable senators who are up, like Susan Collins and Martha McSally, and, you know, take back the Senate. So that's their second goal. Their third goal is to use this to delegitimize a Donald Trump victory in 2020. And we saw that with Adam Schiff the other day. He's already laying the predicate for that argument, right? So what he's saying is we can't trust the outcome of the 2020 election because of X, Y, and Z. And that's why we're going through this impeachment process, right? So they're laying the groundwork so that if and when Donald Trump gets reelected, they can say he stole the election, which, of course, is absurd. right? Even if you think that his phone call to the Ukraine was inappropriate, which, frankly, I do, that has no outcome on anything that's going to happen in November, right? Nobody's stealing any election. But that is what they are putting out there. Those are their three primary objectives. And by letting them go forward with this trial, they're being exposed. And I think that the American people, including Never Trump conservatives and moderate swing voters who, you know, don't necessarily love Donald Trump, when they realize what the Democrats are up to, that's going to bring them out in November, and that's going to bring them out for Trump.
Talking with Jennifer Braceras from the Independent Women's Law Center, IWV.org is the website. Her, along with Heather Higgins, who's the CEO of Independent Women's Voice, co-authors of an article which appeared in The Hill. We've linked to it. Conservatives should welcome and want a trial in the Senate. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. What you all explained to Jennifer, pretty much, I guess, justifies why Mitch McConnell did not want to go the route of dismissal.
Correct. Yes, he's well aware of the need to protect his caucus and the need to maintain control of the Senate for a variety of reasons, starting with judicial nominations and confirmations. It's very important to Leader McConnell that Republicans keep their majority, and the only way they're going to do that is if Republicans like Susan Collins from Maine and Martha McSally from Arizona and these other vulnerable Republicans are able to win their seats. And I think what you saw with Kavanaugh was a real uptick in support for Senator Collins because she did approach it in such a fair-minded, deliberative way. She didn't decide right away, I'm voting for him. She listens to the witnesses. She listened to the testimony. She came out and she gave a very thorough and specific analysis of why she was voting for him and why she didn't believe, after listening to the evidence was valid or that the evidence was enough to carry the day. And that helped her, and I think McConnell understands that she needs to be able to do that again to win her election.
From what's been said from observers in the chamber, Senator Collins is apparently one of the most proficient note takers in all this, too. She's going through multiple legal pads at this point, constantly writing and listening, as you would say, which, you know, probably that might be a prevent defense in her concern as well from the, you know, the state of affairs regarding her vulnerability, or at least manufacturing vulnerability, that she is making an above-average effort versus probably the rest of the members just for all these reasons.
I don't think it's a show for her, though. I think this is really what she's about. I mean, she's a moderate to liberal Republican. She takes her commitment to due process and to sort of case-by-case decision-making on issues very seriously. She's always been an independent voice for Maine. And look, Maine is a very independent state. It has, you know, a region of that state that went for Trump, and it has a portion of that state that went very strongly for Hillary. So it's not solidly left or right, and I think neither is Susan Collins, and she reflects her, you know, her constituents in that way. And I don't think it's at all an act. I think it's who she is.
The article, again, is Conservatives Should Welcome and Want a Trial in the Senate, co-authored by Heather Higgins, CEO of the Independent Women's Voice. And my guest, Jennifer Braceras for the Independent Women's Law Center. She is their director. Learn more at IWV.org. We have also a link to the column that was appeared at The Hill at our website as well. Jennifer, thanks so much for your insight today, for being here.
Thank you for having me.